current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Hell Express. The start of this month kicked off in Africa with the Phoenix Express Military Express. It is the multinational maritime exercise sponsored by U.S. Africa Command and executed by Commander, U.S. 6th Fleet. Together with North African, European, and U.S. maritime forces, it is presented as a means to strengthen regional security and cooperation in the southern Mediterranean Sea, and this year marks the 19th iteration of Phoenix Express. The countries participating are Algeria, Libya, Morocco, Mauritania, Senegal, Turkey, Italy, Malta, Belgium, Georgia, the U.S., in addition to Tunisia, the host country. The involvement of Muslim nations in Phoenix Express is appalling and shameless, to say the least. The rulers of these regions, allied with the enemy, whilst the genocide in Gaza still takes place, sit, train, and exchange expertise with facilitators and weapon givers to the Jewish entity. The very people who should be the first to rise and go fight for their brothers and sisters being brutally wiped out are the very people who instead, worse off, give them hints and tricks in how to do their job better. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, astaghfirullah. Rather than prepare for the war with all the forces available to terrify the enemy, they have surrendered their armies to engage in military exercises with the adversary under their command. What a great sin they have accepted on their shoulders. How can the nations stand side by side in military exercises with states that back and enable violence against Muslims in regions like Palestine, Syria, and beyond? America is an enemy country that is actually fighting us because it is leading a war to exterminate our people in Gaza. It is helping the Jewish entity and supporting it with money and weapons and providing it with the means of life so that it can kill Muslims and torture them severely. While our Ummah is suffering under such oppression and exploitation, alliances like Phoenix Express signals an approval and support by Muslim-majority nations to cooperate and stand with the U.S. This alignment is not only open betrayal, but inviting the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His punishment for which our rulers do not truly fathom the seriousness and weight of. The blood of Muslims is not cheap, and the real role of the Muslim armies is to defend their people, uphold justice, and protect the vulnerable. Muslim forces are not meant to serve the agendas of foreign powers that have openly proven they have, would, and go to any extent to achieve their plans and goals. The dignity, safety, and well-being of the Ummah globally is paramount, and nothing comes before this. We are one Ummah, bound together by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and His Kitab. Nothing comes in the way of this. Defending this bond is a matter of life and death for us Muslims, and no military alliance, no contract, no trade deal, and no accords can ever compromise the values and teachings of our beautiful deen. By joining such exercises, our so-called Muslim rulers have hurt the Ummah greatly, and are one of the biggest fitna creators, risking and weakening the bond of the Ummah. Allah warns in the Quran,
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliyaa ba'duhum awliyaa ba'd wa man yatawallahum minkum fa innahu minhum.
O you who believe, take not the Jews and the Christians as awliya, friends, protectors, helpers, etc. They are but awliya to one another. And if any amongst you takes them as awliya, then surely he is one of them. Verily Allah guides not those people who are the zalimun, wrongdoers. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 51. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our ummah and grant us success very soon. Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khayran for listening. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.